We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
All right, Latod, we're going to go out to the Toyota of Hollywood hotline because we have a special guest here sitting with us at Panthers Media Day, Florida Panthers Media Day, live from the BB&T Center, myself and Joe Rose today. But a special guest who hopefully by the end of this interview takes Joe Rose down, as he hashtagged it on Twitter before.
I paid him a compliment about it, this golf tournament, the show that he put on. My dad thinks you were one of the greatest
legend.
Yeah. The drinking, the amount of beer drinking you did years ago. I don't know if you remember.
No. Yeah, I
there were like 36 groups.
Yeah, a beer a group.
Wow. That's what it
no,
is?
I didn't know
that was my that was my thing. I had the Goldie's golf tournament. Every foursome that comes in, they come to, and I was playing the par 3 and beat the pro, or as I like to call, beat the schmo.
Yeah, right. Yeah.
And you know, you got to be welcoming and you got to be hospitable. So I would have a beverage with
him. Like a can of beer or a bottle of beer every time?
Yeah, and then lay them down.
Lay
them
down.
Wow.
And by the way, so the time my dad, who was in town.
What group were you guys?
So we're down and he goes, Joe, I love that Randy Moe. That's unbelievable. He had a beer with us and apparently he's had a beer with everybody. I go, yeah, and you were. Yeah, I guess, and you're not doing that anymore.
No, don't.
Days are done. Those days are over.
Those days are over.
Impressive, though. Don't stick with you for life because it stuck with me. I mean, I'm watching Randy, and I'm going, impressive. All right.
What about impressive Hollywood? The Florida Panthers bring you guys up breakfast and everything like that.
We have a food truck here today.
And there's nothing left. Hollywood ate everything. Does that happen all the time?
You would think Hollywood hasn't had anything to eat
in 3 months.
He's a lot like Goldstein. If it's free,
Goldie,
it's for me.
No. If it's free, we'll take three.
You know, Goldie has never – I've been with Goldie a long time, going back to when it all started. Never – now I understand I was making more. He has never picked up a tab. I don't know what he's like on the road now because he is making – he's making a lot more money being a lead guy for TV, but
– razor blades in his pockets.
Alligator arm still for the check. That's it.
Oh, yeah.
It's not a shot. It's a fact.
Right.
Yeah. Goldie is Goldie had to put a lot of money. One day he's talking about, you know, and I'm like, man, between this divorce and stuff, I said, I'm having trouble putting any money. Well, I'm going to be working until I'm 80. And he tells me what he's put away, and I go, Gold, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
You don't pay for anything.
Yeah. Smart guy.
No matter where we go.
That's a genius move by Goldie.
And then I see he's got a wife driving a nice foreign car, and he's in his big house. I go, I'm not surprised.
Yeah.
All the money you save.
He's doing great.
He's doing good.
Yeah, we're excited about the season. It's going to be a lot of fun.
We've taken shots at everybody. Let's get back to all the things. Biggest move, head coach, goalie.
Both. Absolutely.
You got them equal.
Absolutely equal, yeah. You and I were talking before we went on the air. Joel Quenneville comes in and the Stanley Cups and one of the all-time winningest coaches and that and the respect that he has and that. It's a lot like what I say. It's a lot like when Pat Riley came down here. This is the guy. And he's not going anywhere.
Right.
This is not a
coach. Those players can't work. It's going to be his way.
It's his way. And plus, he's a player's coach as well, and he's a great communicator, but he has his system and he has his way. And I tell you what, he's so excited about this team and coming in because he sees the potential of this young hockey club. Well, it's not young anymore. It's experienced now because the Barkovs and the Huberdeaux.
Yeah, they're not 20 anymore.
They're not 20 years old, and they're in their fourth, fifth, sixth year, and that. And he sees the potential. So he's excited. Everybody's excited. Bobrovsky comes in as well. I mean, this guy's a top four goaltender in the National Hockey League. So it's almost like the Dolphins getting that franchise.
Just leave Dolphins out of this whole
conversation. Yeah, you can do anything.
Let's just stick to the Panthers.
Franchise quarterback. Let's say an NFL team, a franchise quarterback. You know that he's going to be there. He's going to be there for a number of years. So, but with the excitement and with the enthusiasm and everybody, the fans are so excited, comes expectations.
Right.
They got to win.
they got to win, and they got to win early. And they can't be chasing a playoff spot when it comes, all of a sudden the calendar comes towards the first part of March. You don't want to be 6-7 points out of a playoff spot.
Right.
And the Panthers, everybody knows, they play the Tampa Bay Lightning, who are, in my book, still the best team in the league, even though they got swept in the first round of the playoffs by Columbus last year. They are the team to beat, and they'll face them the first two games. And October 3rd over in Tampa, and then back on the 5th here at the BB&T Center.
Dale Tallon reunited with Coach Q.
Like, oh, yeah. Oh, they are just.
I mean, what are they two like together? Forget about just talking hockey, but they put together something special in Chicago, and they're obviously trying to do the same thing down here.
They are. And there was no surprise at the end of the year. I mean, Bob Bugner, in my opinion, was a good coach. It was a tough situation, but I think, and I have all the respects for Bob, but it was very clear right at the end of the season that it was no surprise that the Panthers were gonna go after Joel Quenneville, and there was other teams as well. So,
sure.
It seemed like it happened pretty fast. Like, he wanted to be here.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. Yeah, he wants to really be here. He's really excited. I talked to him at the draft, and Quenneville, he said that this team goes, wow, the talent, the good talent that we have. But, hey, they got to clean up defensively. Part of that's goaltending. Part of that's defense. They went out and got Anton Strahlman, a veteran stay-at-home defenseman, to probably play with Matheson. They cut down on the turnovers. There's no doubt the Panthers are the second-best power play in the NHL. They can score goals.
Right.
They just got to keep the puck out of the net. And that goes a lot with – I like to use comparisons that, hey, you can have the best offense in the NFL, but – if the defense is not there, man, I mean, you can't be winning games 45-42.
Randy, it looks like, and I'm just always looking at the PR stuff on the outside, you guys really did. I didn't know how this Luongo to going and getting a new goalie was going to work out, because Luongo didn't make his decision right away. And I thought, man, this could kind of get sticky. I really thought the way you handled everything, and I saw Luongo, actually, I think same night I saw you at a charity event, and he – everybody seems good. Like, those aren't easy situations to handle.
No. And I do believe, and it's been made public, and I've been told privately as well that if Roberto Luongo was going to come back for another year and that he would be here, but they were going to
might have a different role.
He'll have a different role, which I think he would have accepted it. But you and I talked to him, that same night. I've talked to him a couple times, and Roberto just felt that, you know what, he just couldn't. His body is he's played at such a high level for such a long time that it's not right there, and good for him.
He's going to work with a team, which is also a great move.
Yeah, I think so. They're going to work out something. Maybe they'll announce something sooner or later or whatever, but Roberto's going to be here. He's made his home here and that. And I am so elated, and that's the first thing I told him when he announced his retirement and was made public or whatever.
Right.
I texted him right away, "You're mine now, alumni." No, he's a great ambassador for the game,
of course.
Everybody loves him, not only for hockey but for South Florida. And everybody realizes the speech that he made after the tragedy.
Right. What a night that was.
Douglas. Yeah.
Zoned back in on hockey after that.
Oh, amazing. Well, that just shows these professional athletes how they can turn the page really quickly in that. So Luongo is going to be around, but everybody's excited about Bob Roski. He's a machine out there, and he's right at the height of his career, and that's exactly what. And I think the confidence on the defensive side for the Florida Panthers, all these young players that are continuing to grow and get experience, will have that backstop on the back end with Bob Roski. They need the big saves.
So we got Barkov and Huberdeau, and even Hoffman comes in, has 36 goals. With Quenneville, who's the guy you think kind of needs to step up besides the obvious of and bounce back from maybe not playing as well last year?
I look at the draw. I look at the defense, and Aaron Ekblad, Michael Matheson. Matheson has got so much talent. He's the best skater on the team, fastest skater on the team, and he handles the puck better than anybody else besides Barkov. And he's got to cut down on his turnovers. I think there's a confidence, there's maybe a structure thing that needs to work. And I think that's where Quenneville's going to help. Bob Roski's going to help as well. They bring in a Strawman from Tampa Bay, and those two players are the ones that I'm looking for to have better seasons than they did last year. And they're big parts of the hockey club. And Aaron Ekblad is in great shape. I saw him a little while ago, and he is unbelievable. He's motivated. These guys are dedicated athletes, and they want to have success, and they want to win. And I think they know now that if they clean up on the defensive side, cut down on the turnovers. The Panthers, unfortunately, led the league in turnovers last year. And you can say everything about stats, whether you take them or you don't or whatever. But the reality is, if they clean up that area, they're going to have a great season.
Randy Muller joining us here. We're live from the BB&T Center, Panthers Media Day today. All right, so a lot of new faces in here, obviously a new coach as well. Dale Tallon and Coach Q working together again. New goalie. A lot of the same young, like you said, the young guys are now kind of veteran guys on this team.
The core.
The core of this team. Is the kind of emphasis in the locker room this year, kind of playoffs or bust. Is that what it kind of comes down to for this team? Because I know we've been talking about playoffs for a long time for this team. And like you said, 8 points out, 10 points out with a month to go, and we've been chasing. But it's playoffs or bust for this team.
It is. And I mean, that's the ultimate goal. You can have all kinds of statistics, and we've talked about them. Second best to power play in the NHL and second best penalty killing in the second half of the year. And Barkov. The Panthers had 7 players on their team last year that had career years, but didn't make the playoffs. And the thing that I feel for and I'm excited for in the same term is the fans, because these fans that are so hardcore fans here and love this team, this is what they want. We need playoff hockey in this building here in Sunrise, and the excitement in that. And as they continue to build the fan base and the aura of this hockey club, it has to have playoff hockey. And we saw it. St. Louis Blues, they were dead last in the NHL the first part of January, and all of a sudden changed the coach a little before that. They brought in a young goaltender. They got their team together to play as a team, and look what happened. They won the Stanley Cup. So all you got to do is get to the dance. We've seen it in the NCAAs of basketball. Right. Just get in the dance. And if you're hitting your stride and everybody's playing well at the same time, the other way, look what happened to Tampa Bay.
Broke the record last year.
With points.
They were good all year.
Unbelievable. But they came into the playoffs, and I think they were nicked up. They were flat. I think their star players were a little fatigued. And next thing you know, they lose the first game, and all of a sudden, it's, oh, boy.
Then it's four.
it's four and out.
Right.
Yeah.
Oh.
But they still have the best team on paper, in my opinion, in the NHL. There's still so much firepower. So, the Panthers, exciting to start the season off with the Tampa Bay Lightning. May as well go right at it, man. Right. Your cross-state rivals. Let's see where we're at. That'll be a good barometer for the Florida Panthers, see where they're at.
A little pressure, though, man. I don't like the we're building for the future and we're building up our minor league.
We've heard enough of that.
Yep.
No, and by the way, I just said that. I was talking about the whole town.
Right, everybody down here.
But it's like, hey, listen, man, your owner spent the dough.
Yeah.
It's time for a big show. Let's go.
Oh, and that's never been in question.
By the way, I give him credit. That guy does. Nobody ever talks about him. Vinny, I don't know him, by the way. But I got a lot of respect because he could have said, hey, guys,
He's never said that. He's always told Dale Tallon, whatever it takes to win, I'll spend up to the cap. We'll get the best coach. We'll outbid anybody.
Right.
He is totally, totally in to make this thing a success. They love it down here. They love the team. They want to see it succeed and succeed for the fans.
Well, when you spent 10 for a goalie and 6 for a coach, I think that pretty much you don't have to put that on paper. People see that and go, okay, we're serious about improving this thing. Randy, thank you, brother.
Yeah,
thanks for coming out, guys.
I really appreciate it. And, I'm sorry about Hollywood and his actions so far.
Well, he's eating everybody's food. He just
everybody's food and that. But we'll get you some more. We'll get you some cheese and crackers or something that you guys can snack on or whatever. Thanks for having me on, guys, and thanks for coming out.
Hollywood is embarrassing, man. Jeez.
Oh, man. I wish a damn guy could at least find some damn coffee, man. Right, he's sitting there throwing down those sandwiches two at a time. By the way, we got to go to break here.
I got good news. We have OJ next. OJ stuff coming up next.
OJ back at it again last night.
It's like a daily occurrence at this point. Wow. Look at Hollywood smile, and that's not just because of the sandwich.
We'll have that for you as we're live here at the BB&T Center. Got a lot more stuff coming up here to get to, including we got a little football game tonight, Tampa Bay and Carolina, so a little Thursday night football in the NFL.
Hello, T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.